Hello everyone and welcome to Design Your Life Podcast. This is your host Dennis with another episode to help inspire you design your life with a purpose. Today we are going to talk about finding your why. The great preacher Miles Monroe said, "The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a reason. It is dangerous to be alive and not know why you were given life. One of the most frustrating experiences is to have time but not know why." Everything was created for a purpose. It is our job to know what our purpose is. It is by finding that purpose that you get to design the life God wants for you. Imagine getting something and not know its purpose. When Pastor Rick Warren wrote the book Purpose Driven Life, it became an instant bestseller that impacted the world. His book resonated within the church and with the people outside the church. It was a human longing that needs to be answered. We crave for purpose. We want to live meaningful lives, yet we are clueless on going about it. When we discover our purpose, we experience a sense of clarity and direction that can help guide our decisions, actions, and choices. Your purpose gives meaning to your life, motivating you to work towards achieving your goals and aspirations. Identifying your purpose in life requires deep introspection and self-awareness. It involves reflecting on your values, your passions, your strengths, and your beliefs. Thus, starting with our relationship with God is crucial because it becomes the standard of how we are going to design our lives towards purposeful living. Once you have identified your purpose, it can have a profound impact on your life. It can help you find meaning and fulfillment in your work, relationships, and everyday activities. It can also provide a sense of direction, helping you make decisions that align with your values and goals. Today, I want to share to you some results of living a life of purpose. Number one, purpose brings contentment. When you are living a purposeful life, you are more likely to feel fulfilled and content. You may experience a sense of inner peace and happiness, knowing that you are making a difference in the world and living up to your true potential. Second result is purpose helps you focus on what truly matters. Having a clear sense of purpose can help you focus in several ways. When you have a purpose, you know what you want to achieve and you have a clear direction of where you want to go. This clarity helps you to focus on your goals and prioritize your actions, making it easier to stay on track and avoid distractions. Here are a few ways in which purpose can help you focus. Number one, it provides direction. When you have a purpose, you have a clear direction of where you want to go. You know what you want to achieve and you have a roadmap for how to get there. This clarity helps you to focus on your goals and prioritize your actions, making it easier to stay on track and avoid distractions. Steve Jobs had a clear purpose to create technology that was simple, elegant, and accessible to everyone. He wanted to change the world through technology and make a difference in people's lives. Jobs' purpose provided him with a clear direction in his career. He co-founded Apple Incorporated with the purpose of creating personal computers that were easy to use and accessible to everyone. He led the development of groundbreaking products such as Macintosh, iPod, iPhone, which revolutionized the tech industry and made a significant impact on people's lives. All of us have experienced a power of purpose because Steve Jobs led the company towards the desired result, future he had for the world. He believed that his purpose was to make a positive impact in the world. This purpose guided him in his decisions and actions, leading him to prioritize his work over other aspects of his life. Secondly, having purpose can help you focus because it motivates you. Having a purpose gives you a reason to work hard and stay focused. When you have a clear sense of purpose, you're more likely to be motivated and driven to achieve your goals. This motivation helps you to stay focused on your tasks, even when they are challenging or tedious. Having a sense of purpose can also help you overcome challenges and setbacks. When faced with obstacles, you may find the strength and resilience to persevere because you know that you are working towards something greater than yourself. Mother Teresa was a Catholic nun who dedicated her life to serving the poorest of the poor in Calcutta, India. Her purpose was to show God's love and compassion to those who were suffering. Her purpose gave her clear direction and focus. She worked tirelessly to provide basic needs, such as food, shelter, and medical care to those in need. She founded the Missionaries of Charity, a religious congregation that focused on serving the poorest of the poor, and her work expanded to other countries around the world. Her purpose also motivated her to make difficult decisions. For example, in 1981, when she was invited to speak at the White House, she used the opportunity to speak about the sanctity of life and the importance of caring for the vulnerable. Her words challenged the American political system, which led to criticism from some quarters. Mother Teresa's purpose helped her stay focused on her goals, even in the face of adversity. She worked through difficult and challenging situations, such as the poverty and sickness she encountered in the slums of Calcutta. Her sense of purpose gave her the strength and the determination to continue serving others, even when it was difficult. Third, focus on the purpose will help you make decisions. When you have a purpose, you know what is important to you, and you have a set of values that guide your decision making. This clarity helps you to make decisions that align with your goals and values, making it easier to stay focused on what is most important. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German Lutheran pastor and theologian who lived during World War II. He had a clear purpose to follow Christ and speak out against the evils of the Nazi Germany. Bonhoeffer's purpose provided him with a moral compass that guided his decisions. He opposed the Nazi regime and spoke against their atrocities, even when it put his own life at risk. He believed that it was his duty as a Christian to stand up for what was right and resist evil. One example of how Dietrich's purpose helped him make decisions well was his involvement in the resistance against Hitler. He became a member of a group of conspirators who planned to overthrow the Nazi regime. Although Bonhoeffer was initially reluctant to participate in violence, he came to the conclusion that it was necessary to protect innocent lives and stop the Nazis from carrying out their atrocities. Bonhoeffer's purpose also guided his decision to return to Germany from the United States, where he was studying at that time. He believed that he had a duty to return to his homeland and stand with his fellow Germans in their struggle against the Nazi regime. This decision ultimately led to his imprisonment and execution by the Nazis. His purpose to follow Christ and stand up against the evil guided his decisions and actions, even when it put his own life at risk. His moral compass helped him navigate difficult situations and make choices that were in line with his Christian values. Why is your purpose important? Because it reduces distractions. When you have a purpose, you know what you want to achieve, and you are less likely to be distracted by things that don't matter. This focus helps you to be more productive and efficient, allowing you to achieve your goals more quickly. My favorite author, C.S. Lewis, is best known for his books on Christianity, such as Mere Christianity and The Chronicles of Narnia. His purpose was to use his gifts as a writer and thinker to share the message of Christianity with the world. Lewis' purpose helped him stay focused on his mission and clear him of distractions. He lived a simple life, avoiding the trappings of wealth and fame that could have distracted him from his purpose. He remained committed to his work as a professor and writer, even when it meant sacrificing personal comforts and opportunities. C.S. Lewis' purpose also helped him clear himself of distractions in his personal life. He was a committed Christian who believed in the importance of prayer and spiritual discipline. He spent time each day in prayer and Bible study, which helped him stay focused on his mission. In addition, his purpose helped him remain grounded in his Christian faith and avoid distractions from other religious or philosophical beliefs. He was known for his deep commitment to the doctrines of the Christian faith and his willingness to defend them in his writings and public speeches. However, it's important to note that finding your purpose is not a one-time event. It's a journey that may evolve and change throughout your life as you encounter new experiences and challenges. Therefore, it's essential to remain open and flexible as you continue to explore your purpose and align your actions with your values. Finding your why is a crucial part of living a fulfilling and satisfying life. It provides direction, meaning, and motivation, helping you achieve your goals and make a positive impact on the world. It is a journey that requires our self-awareness, reflection, and a willingness to explore different paths and experiences. I know as you've been listening to this podcast, most of you are asking, what is my purpose? How am I going to design my life this year? As what I said, it is an ongoing journey. And that's why I am here with you. I'm here to inspire you, motivate you, and even coach you. Maybe in the coming months, by October, we might be starting our masterclass series, our coaching class. You want me to help you? We will be opening some slots. I'm excited about this. I've been preparing for this for months. Tune in to our podcast. Tune in to our social media because that's where I am going to announce it hopefully soon. Also, if you have any questions or if you have anything that concerns you, please do give me a message. My Facebook, in Instagram or TikTok, or even in my email, dennis.c@victory.org.ph. And I'll be glad to answer some of those questions and maybe even feature some of my answers in this podcast. Again, if you've been listening to this podcast and it has helped you, please do give us a 5-star rating. I know it's going to help us in the algorithm so that more people can listen to this message. Do share this to your friends, to your family, your neighbors, people that you know who need to hear messages like this. So God bless you and see you in the next episode of Design Your Life.